Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cody Horton broadcasting from Colorado. I'm talking about mind power, and this is extremely important, especially in this day and age. You want to achieve a type of mind power to bring forth what you want to experience on your human journey. Only when the field of your imagination is narrowed and its energies are focused, meaning concentrated, through a fine point will you experience what you want. You want to keep your desires a secret, and this cannot be too strongly emphasized for several reasons. Keeping it secret holds your thought for you, and it allows you to maintain the necessary momentum needed to manifest your desire. When you discuss your desires with others, you release the energy, and the creative mind, which is actually your subconscious mind, this is the energy that your creative mind needs to build on in order to crystallize what you want. So it's very important to value secretiveness surrounding your desires because others may say something to counter your thoughts. If others were to entertain negativity or envy surrounding what you want, this may weaken your desire because you may question what you're thinking. Seriously, St. Augustine understood this and stated that miracles don't happen in opposition to nature, but in opposition to what we know about nature. And I talk about that, and I may go ahead and quote him on several episodes because I love that quote. The majority of humanity are unimaginative, and they follow what others want them to do. They don't exercise their minds, and they don't really think about what they want. They just let other people guide them. And to add to this, many focus on what they don't want or that which is not good for them rather than keeping focused on what is desirable. And this is probably due to the fact that the ego mind is addicted to negativity and fear. So you have to learn to control your thinking. Concentrated thoughts with feeling do manifest in our lives. So Neville Goddard, which I love what he has to say, and you want to look that up. His last name is spelled G-O-D-D-A-R-D. He has a great, I don't know what you would call it, but just like a lecture about controlling your inner conversation. And he also quotes Walter Scott, who wrote The Hermetica, which he calls is a wonderful series of four volumes. So these are two people I would suggest that you get in touch with. And this is what Neville says, or he's quoting Walter Scott. There are two gifts that God has given to man alone, and no other mortal creature. And these two gifts are mind and speech. And the gifts of mind and speech are essential and identical with immortality. I love that. If they are used rightly, man will not differ in any respect from the immortals. So this whole vast world is but frozen inner speech. So what are you saying on the inside? We may think that someone really understands us, and you go along believing that they understand you, and some simple little thing happens, and you realize they never really heard you. Not for one moment had they really heard you. Some little disruption, and then the whole thing is over, and then they turn against you. It's because of what you're thinking in your mind. You might be smiling at them, but you might in your mind say, these people are really ridiculous. So your inner conversation is extremely important. So you need to control your inner conversation morning, noon, and night. And carry this inner conversation with you into the dream world. Stop for one moment right now and ask yourself, what am I thinking now? You are carrying on little tiny inner speeches or talk at every moment of the day. And you may even be in the presence of someone that the world thinks is important, but you don't. And inwardly you are saying, well, I really don't agree with you. And even though you might say something outwardly to them, they might feel flattered, but what are you really inwardly thinking or saying about them? This is what is conveyed to them. So observe what you're actually doing on the inside, because what you're doing on the inside creates speech movements and this crystallizes in the world around you. You need to practice what the inner conversation is going on in your mind. Even when you read something, and actually inwardly you're repeating the words. So it's translated in the Hermetica as mind. And he talks about this, and God has given to man and to man alone two gifts, and no other mortal creature. The gifts are mind and speech. And these are like the gifts of immortality. And by these gifts, he does not differ in any respect from the immortals if he uses them wise. The whole world is his. The world was created by the word of God, and things that are seen were made of things that are not seen. So here, out of nowhere, we create by inner speech through the use of what? Call it mind, if you will. Personally, I like it to be imagination. And so when I imagine something, I can only persuade myself of the reality of that state imagined. That's the important thing, to believe in the reality of what you're imagining. So I've had even people comment about my book, Consciously Creating Wealth, on Amazon.com, saying, well, it's just about a bunch of positive affirmations. Well, they don't understand that what you're thinking innerly is what you create in your world. And so this is some of the things that if you want income or if you want a romantic relationship or you want a good job, whatever you want to experience, you should say, I have a lavish, steady, dependable income consistent with the integrity and mutual benefit, or I have a wonderful, loving relationship, or I have the perfect job. It fills me up. These are the things that you need to focus on. So there's a lot of things that go on, but people don't believe it. And a lot of the famous people have started from scratch. Look at Jim Carrey. He wanted to be a multimillionaire, and guess what? He is, and he did it doing something he loved. He brought it into being. With his thinking, he ended up solidifying what his inner conversation was. So it's very, very important that you do that. And it's also very important that you keep everything a secret. So there's another definition. If you find yourself carrying on any negative conversation, break it. Even though it gives you pleasure, as it does many people, they find fun in being critical of others. You got to stop it. Look, I'm not perfect. I did that. I've done it. I still do it every once in a while, and then I have to catch myself going, man, what was that person thinking? It's like, who cares? It's their life, and you do what you need to do for yourself. The only thing that matters at each and every moment of your life is what your inner conversation is. And your world is built out of all of these inner conversations. It's so important. And the two gifts, use them wisely. That's what we need to do. And they talk about letting go of the old man. That's all of your old negative thinking. And bring on the new man. That's all your inner positive thinking. So what are you saying every moment of time? Watch it. Be careful what you are saying, because your whole vast world is this inner conversation pushed out. And you can change it only by changing the inner conversation, because the inner conversation will go ahead and be manifested in your world. I get it that I'm reading a lot of this, but sometimes I think it's better so that I can be someone that can really emphasize this for you. I also want to talk about synchronicity too, and I've done this before where I was really experiencing the dark night of the soul back in the 80s, and I wrote about that also in my book where I started a men's clothing business. I had been laid off from work, and my husband too, so I went to the library, and here's your synchronicity going on. So people, events, experiences seemingly enter our lives mysteriously, And it may seem like an accident when this happens, but if we look closely and observe, we can benefit from a new door opening and we enter a new universe. So what causes these happenings? Who are these tricksters that alter our lives? Who and what is the mystery messenger? Well, it's not necessarily people, but these tricksters can also be books, movies, a message on a bus that cross our path and lead us into a new threshold. So this week, be aware of synchronistic events. That's what happened to me when I was at the library. A book fell out on my head, and I've talked about this before, and the book was You Can Have It All by Arnold Patton. And that's another book I would suggest that you pick up, because he talks about these precepts, which may seem foreign to some people or which may reinforce what you think. You've got to constantly focus on what you want and on what you want to objectify. Whatever you subjectively hold in your mind, and that's the subconscious mind, this is what is projected out into your reality. Because you're the one creating them with your inner conversation, whether you believe this or not. So when the book fell out on my head, I went around the shelf, and I thought, somebody must have pushed this out. There was nobody there. So this is rather mysterious, but these kind of things happen. And actually, they are supposed to be really how we experience life. And people will say, oh, that's just craziness. That's not reality. Well, you need to begin to be creative, imaginative, and watch carefully what you're saying morning, noon, and night. Because even when you go to bed at night, just watch your inner conversations and make sure that the sun isn't descending on anger, sadness, despair. You need to alter your thinking into a more positive way. And Wayne Dyer finally picked up a book or two from Neville Goddard. And you can do some research on this on the internet. But he said, you have to come from a wish fulfilled. And I get it. That's a little bit tough. But so if you don't want to come from thinking that your wish is already fulfilled, what you want to do is have faith that what you want can happen. That's the whole thing. So keep this a secret, because you don't go screaming this from the housetops. You just have to walk in comfort thinking that you're aware and that you're awakened. And this is what you want to do. So you don't make an effort to prove you're right to people. You know what you've experienced, and you can't deny the experience, but you go your own way. And you just keep things close to the chest or close to the sleeve. That's what they talk about, of your experiences. So right now, and all this stuff has been delineated in the Bible. I've read tons and tons of Eastern philosophy. They're talking about keeping focused. Jesus said, keep thy eye single. Again, I'm repeating myself, but this is what you need to do to be able to achieve what you want. And stand firm on it. Concentrate on it. Hold it boldly. And that's what I'm talking about as far as be a dog with a bone. And stop all that former conversation that you have. And you know what? Don't listen to the negativity of your friends in that. And I get it. They may fall off to the wayside. But if you want to create a life that's worth living, you need to focus on exactly what you want, and you need to be positive about it. Because you're feeding your mind with the subconscious mind, with what you desire. And so you'd be surprised, and that's the synchronicity thing. Things just happen out of nowhere. People want to help you. People give you things, or people are there to guide you along. Or, you know, like I said, books or messages that you will see. And this is an out-picturing of what your inner conversation is, because thoughts do become crystallized That's it. And it manifests in your world. So watch it. And if you want to do something pleasant in your life, carry on really wonderful inner conversations. You have to be honest with yourself. Say, you might say, I never practiced this, but I'm going to start, and do it. Do it morning, noon, and night. Well, most of these episodes are only going to last about 15 minutes because I know you need to get on with your day. If you have any questions, though, email me at Cody@CodyHorton.com, or we can also take calls, which is great. And the guest call-in is 515-605-9865. I thought I could write a lot of this, but I run out of room on describing the episodes. I'll be back next week, so tune in for episode 3 as I continue to guide you. And also, understand this. The whole world is frozen inner thinking. And whatever you want to manifest, really, really pay attention to what you are thinking and change it. Well, have a wonderful day. Go out there and begin to use your mind and speech in the right way. Carpe diem.